Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're going to be joined by the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, here in just a few minutes. Drab killed me because I brought up the drinking show possibility like 45 minutes before Governor Hogan was going. We haven't mentioned some things to promote, and tomorrow we are going to do our gong show, the Junkies gong show slash talent show, 9:20. So we do hope people will participate in that. It's 9:20 on
Wednesday.
Here's
what I don't understand. Why are we trying to force this into tomorrow? We barely promoted it. It's going to be a dud.
We just chose a random time. I don't know.
Yeah, but why would you pick?
Here's the bulletin, EB. We could do it every day.
Well, I understand that we have time, but it's going to be a dud when you don't promote it.
Like, well, we're promoting it now.
It's not enough time.
We promoted it online, and we promoted it yesterday.
It's not well thought out. Should be by the end of the week. Should be promoting it every day.
So should we do it Friday instead of tomorrow?
No, let's just do it JP's way. But I just think that
Drab chose Wednesday at 9:20
because he wants to get it over with and never do it again.
Yeah, he thinks it's the worst idea in the country.
It's gonna be a self fulfilling prophecy when you rush it.
You guys realize it was JP's idea, and he said let's do it on Tuesday,
right.
And I said no, that's a terrible idea. Let's give it an extra day.
Yeah, well, I would have done it like on Friday or next week. Like, build it up. You don't do a big contest.
This is going to be the equivalent of
doing... But it's not really
doing
a contest because there's no prize.
Yeah, Eric. I don't know what you think's going to happen.
What do you guys think of a cam girl pageant?
What do you mean?
I'm not surprised that's your idea, Valdez.
What do you mean, Valdez? Explain.
That would be the streaming numbers would be very high due to that.
Yeah, we crown a Miss Cam Girl since those are hot right now.
Can we have girls call in or Zoom in or whatever and add them to the broadcast in their hottest outfits? And then we can have a contest. People can vote.
I don't know, but we probably shouldn't talk about that 2 seconds before the governor comes on.
No, right. Somehow
it's fine. He's not listening.
Well, that's happened before.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Save it for 9.
Yeah,
we'll brainstorm it.
I think the gong show idea is good, but if we rush it, it's going to be the equivalent of doing our spring break show live in the morning that we did about 15 years ago, where four people showed up.
When somebody almost got electrocuted in the hot tub?
Yes.
That show?
Yeah. What a disaster that was.
He jumped in the hot tub with his electric guitar.
Couldn't believe he survived. I thought he was a goner.
What a dummy.
Goner. Another old man term. I'm old. I'm going to be 50 this year. Come on.
Jakes, what are you watching today? Have you decided?
Oh, your boy is fully engrossed in Tiger King on Netflix. I can't get enough of it. It's the biggest white trash of palooza that you'll ever watch.
All right, what is it about?
On TV. It's about, centrally, it's about one guy who runs a zoo in Oklahoma who's obsessed with big cats. He's got tigers, he's got lions, he's got sheep. JP, I'm telling you, give it a chance. You've never seen
a zookeeper show?
Zookeeper is a stretch. I'm telling you this. It's real. Anybody who is in the keeping big cats, tigers, lions, cats of that ilk, if you're into that game, you're one of the weirdest people on the planet. And Netflix has commingled and brought three or four of them together. And I'm telling you, it's riveting television.
All I need to see are humans being eaten by lions or tigers. Can I see that?
Not really seeing much of that, but there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of... Let me just give you a few.
Do you get to see Carl Anthony Towns?
You don't get to see Carl Anthony Towns. He's big cat. I do like the zing. All right. How about redneck white trash three-way gay weddings? That's kind of intriguing. It's kind of funny.
It is.
And how does that have anything to do with the cats?
It's one of the guys that's featured and focused on in the show that they
listen.
It's murder for hire.
You know, I think I'm going to pass
rednecks,
on that one.
It's white trash.
Hard pass.
Big animal.
I'm
you
pass
never
on
thought
that.
You'd dude, like that cheerleading. All, I mean, show that was good.
Valdez, have you?
I never watched it.
Any of the producers sampled Tiger King yet?
Sorry, we're busy.
Are they talking
if you said
to
Tiger Woods?
To the Gov?
Yeah, Tiger Woods, they'd be all in.
Oh, by the way, Eric, I did watch the 2018 Valspar. I lied. I watched two taped events. I watched the 2018 Valspars because Tiger was in the mix, and he finished third behind Paul Casey and Patrick Reed. So I watched about six or seven holes of that.
I'm
yesterday.
A huge Tiger guy, but I can't watch one where he finishes third. Now, uh-huh. I mean, that one where he wins, like last year's Masters,
I was
I'm
desperate.
All in.
I was desperate.
I'm all in.
I'd rather watch Tigers Maul Zookeepers in Tiger King.
Well, you know, I used to watch this show. Did you ever watch a show called, like, Gator Boys? Did you ever watch that? Where they would, in Florida, I guess it's a job that people have out there, where they will, you know, because alligators run wild, they go over there and get the alligators out of the backyard or out from underneath the house.
Yeah, like gator wranglers.
Yes.
Was Mike Greenwell in that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Gov is on.
The Gov, yes.
Okay, all right, great. This has been super exciting for us. We know you're so busy, Governor Hogan. Just want to say welcome to the show, and really congratulations for being one of the leaders around this whole pandemic thing here. You have really led, and I think the rest of the country is watching you, and I know that three of us as being Marylanders, all of us from Maryland, all of us growing up in PG County, we've just been really proud of what you've been doing for the state of Maryland.
And by the way, we wish you'd come on before this pandemic had happened, but this is just kind of the way it unfolded.
Right.
It took a pandemic to get me on your on your show. You know, it's like, well, you know, when hell freezes over, you know, I'll come on the Junkies. No, but hey, guys, thank you very much. And by the way, you're an essential business. That's why I'm glad you're still open because, you know, people are at home and they need they need to have something to take their mind off of, you know, bad news and listening to all the things that are happening. So thanks for being on there and making people laugh. And, you know, I'm a PG County boy myself, so, you know, a Dematha guy. So
that's
I know
right.
I know some of you guys moved on and moved out to Montgomery County. But
Virginia.
It's part of your state.
Or even deserted us to Virginia.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I know.
Does
but
Governor
yeah,
Hogan know that we slept at the mansion before he was governor?
We did.
Yeah, exactly. We did.
I heard that story. I know, you know, Bob Ehrlich was a friend of mine. I remember when, you know, he was having you guys over the house. I guess that, you know, maybe when the pandemic's over, we can have you guys over to do that again.
We had a nice dinner.
That'd be awesome.
We had a nice dinner over there. We did the whole nine.
I mean, Jason maybe stole some cutlery.
Yeah, I think I did.
That's probably true. I know we're missing a few pieces. I didn't know it was Jason.
That was because of me.
Now, Governor, now I've got a lot of questions for you. I literally wrote 20 of them. I know you're busy. So let's.
No, we got some time. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go. All right, so let's cut to the chase here. First of all, how are we doing on this whole 15-day thing? I think, by and large, you have your morons that could go to the beach or the tidal basin or whatever. But by and large, I've been blown away at how sort of overnight people have tried to transition and tried to do the right thing, work from home, keep their kids home. I've been blown away. I know it's hard to see the results of it yet, but are you getting any indication? And then the second part of that question is, Gov, how are you going to figure out when we could slowly start to transition back in a safe way that we're not harming others? I mean, you know, I don't want that virus coming back to me. You don't want it coming back to you. How do we do this?
Well, those are great questions, and there's not really easy answers, right? But if we have made a real difference, and I want to thank the vast majority of Marylanders who have really listened. They have stayed home. They are avoiding crowds. And look, this is very disruptive to people's lives, and it's very difficult. But I can promise you, it really is helping, and it's helping to stop spread of the virus, which is why we had to close the schools. It's why we had to close some of these businesses. But if you look out in the streets, you know, people are really listening to that, and it's making a difference. But we just have some, you know, knuckleheads that are out there, you know, still gathering, doing crazy things, And that's what we're trying to stop, because they're actually, this is no joke. I mean, they really are endangering themselves and their friends and their family by continuing to be out there helping to spread this virus, which is killing people.
Right.
So, we're now up to 349 cases. We added 61 more cases yesterday. So it's continuing to rise in spite of all those things. And we're going to continue to try to, stop it. We don't want to become New York. We don't want to be Italy. We want to try to blunt the spread of this thing. And so most people are doing great. How do we know when it's, when it's effective? That there's no easy answer. I mean, you talk to the experts we're talking to the leading docs at Hopkins and University of Maryland and at NIH. And we're also talking to the federal folks, every other day. And nobody has an answer about when exactly we can say there's not going to be a magic time where we go, it's all over. Everything's great. Let's all go back to normal. But when we can start to see the numbers going down instead of up, and when we start to see that we think we have controlled it, I mean, it's going to spread, and people are going to get this disease, and some people are going to die. When we can get back to normal, we don't know. I mean, it's we don't know how bad it's going to get or how long it's going to last. But I can promise you, we're going to try to do everything we can to keep people safe and to get things back to normal as fast as we can.
Gov, how many consecutive days do you need to see the numbers decline before you start moving in that direction?
Well, that's a good question. So they say, that if you go about 15 days with and you really can stop it, that's good. But it's right now it's all about testing, and there's not enough testing to know. As soon as you ramp up the testing, the numbers skyrocket, because a lot of people are out there with it that we just don't know about. So we're a little bit flying blind. But the social distancing stuff really will help, keeping apart, not being so close together. And the good news is, we got a lot of practice on this, throughout most of the season for the Redskins. There was social distancing going on.
That's
right?
Definitely true.
There wasn't that many people in the stands, and they were spread out.
That might continue.
Governor Hogan, I had a question about the testing. And since you mentioned the Redskins, I know that Snyder said that FedEx may be open. Where can people go for testing if they have some symptoms, and what is going on with that FedEx site?
Yeah, so great news. So the FedEx site, the National Guard, is setting up a screening and testing site there at FedEx Field, and we're ready to open that. The issue really is not setting up the site, which is relatively easy. We've got that one ready to go. We've got five drive-through admission centers ready to go, and another dozen sites around the state. But just like every other state in America, we don't have the back-end testing capability in the labs. And they're trying to, as the president talked about yesterday, and some of the national leaders, are trying to reserve the testing for the people who really need it, which is the ones that are in the hospital, the ones that are really displaying symptoms. We don't want just every random person, tens of thousands of people, rushing to get tested when they don't need to, because there's a limited number of tests, and it takes them away from the people that are sick and really need the help. So you don't want to just have tens of thousands of people cramming into FedEx Field to get a test when they don't need to, only when their doctor recommends. So, but we're ready to do that. We appreciate, the Redskins assisting with that at FedEx Field, and it's pretty much ready to go, and hopefully we'll get that ramped up and open up this week. And, the good news is the Redskins are not an essential business, and they're shut down, and they're going to win the same number of games either way, whether they're playing or not.
Unbelievable. Get the shots in
the
there, Gov.
He is taking
all right,
some shots.
Gov. All right, so here's a question for you in terms of a lot of people are freaking out because, I don't care what people think about Trump, but because he's trying to encourage people to not lose faith in the economy, et cetera, and say it's not going to be months or whatever. I mean, I think in a lot of ways he's just sort of a bluffer, but he doesn't want everything to fall apart.
Sure.
It seems to me what he's doing, Gov, is he's giving each individual governor and state the opportunity sort of to make their own decisions. So even if he decides, hey, we're going to open this back up and go to town on things in a week, you're going to have the freedom to still do whatever you want, right? It's on your timeline for Maryland.
Yeah, well, sure. Look, it's a terrible choice to make, but each governor is going to be making those choices. And even in his own administration, you got differences of opinion, right? So yesterday, the Anthony Fauci, who seems to be the smartest guy, he's the head CDC guy through NIH, saying, we're not going to hit the peak until July. and it's going to continue to rise, and we shouldn't be opening up anything. And then you've got the Surgeon General saying it's going to get much worse. And then you had the president saying, hey, we're going to be ready to open up right away. So there are competing voices and thoughts, and it's basically the situation is we have two terrible problems. One is we're trying to save people's lives,
right,
and we're trying to make the difference between hundreds of thousands of people dying or just thousands of people dying. But we also don't want to kill the economy and the businesses and all the people who've lost their jobs. So we're trying to stop both of those. Yesterday we announced the additional social distancing stuff and shutting non-essential businesses, but we also launched all kinds of economic help here in the state for the people who are losing their jobs, for the small businesses so they can stay afloat. We're pushing the federal government to do the same thing. There's some economic help in Congress right now that's being tied up for days with stupid partisan bickering between the parties that we need to just get things done. Because right now, if ever there was a time for Democrats and Republicans to work together and just be Americans, now's the time. You can't say what's the choice. Should we just let people die and just focus on the economy, or should we try to save people and kill the economy? We don't want to do either one. We want to try to solve both problems. It's a very difficult thing to do.
What are you going to feel? You are a noted cancer survivor. When are you going to feel comfortable? People have in our families with cancer, or they have fought cancer, or have compromised immune systems.
Yeah.
When is it going to be safe to say, okay, it's okay for my kids to go back to school and bring that back home?
Yeah, well, no, that's one of the things I was talking about. All these older people, and I'm one of them, people over 60 and people that have some underlying health conditions, you're talking about your parents and grandparents are more impacted, and kids are coming back, people that are partying, they're having coronavirus parties and, thinking they're, bulletproof, and they're coming back from spring break. I mean, that we said they really should be quarantining themselves for 14 days. They shouldn't be around. They shouldn't be going to visit grandma. They shouldn't be hanging out because they really are risking endangering people. But the other thing I want to make clear to your listening audience is that it's no longer about just older people. I mean, about 40% of our cases are from 18 to 54, and they're not just people in their 70s and 80s. We have a guy on our communications team who has a best friend from high school from New York who's 25-year-old star athlete in great shape, who is now on a ventilator in New York City in a hospital in very critical condition with this coronavirus. He had no underlying conditions. It's this thing. We have a 10-month-old, a 5-year-old. We're getting kids that are impacted. So it's not just, hey, let's not worry about the older people and the sick people in the nursing homes. This has the potential to infect anybody.
Well, that's why it's so scary, Gov. How are we ever going to reintegrate and get back to normal? Some people see this and go, how are we ever going to do this?
Yeah, that's the scary thing, but there's a lot of really smart doctors at all the hospitals, the federal level, the state level. We have a group in a coronavirus response team that we talk to constantly, and it's really the smartest guys at every one of our hospital systems, and they're all working with the federal folks. We're working with the federal. We've had, I'm the chairman of the National Governors. We've had five different conference calls with every governor, with the president, vice president, all the whole team at the national level. And everyone's trying to figure this out. I mean, the world has never seen anything like this before. And it's not like there's no handbook for this. Nobody was prepared for it. And we don't have all the answers because it's a brand new strain, a brand new virus. There's no cure. There's no treatment. And there's no vaccine. And they're working on experimental things. But it's quite a while before we get a vaccine or some. The president was mentioning some experimental thing. Mm. We don't know if it'll work or not. It'll be months before it's ready. So the good news is we're starting in some countries to see it going down rather than up, because of steps that they took, like we're doing now, these uncomfortable steps about, shutting down some of society and making people stay home. That it's not very much fun and it's pretty inconvenient, but it's a lot better than being, Italy, where they're having 600 or 700 people a day dying, and they're locking down all of society.
We know you have to run, Gov. What about schools? What about Maryland schools?
Yeah. So we close schools for a 2-week period while they could reassess and figure out what's going on with the virus and what they could do. Every governor in the country is talking about what to do about schools. You know, the university system and all the colleges made the decision not to come back for the spring semester. Our superintendent of schools has been talking with all of the local superintendents across the state about options, about online learning, and about sending home school projects for younger kids. And that decision is going to be made shortly. We don't want to bring kids back into an area, into a school system, when it's still at the peak of the virus and running the chance of getting a bunch of kids sick. And we also don't want to just have kids lose out on the opportunity to learn for the rest of the semester. So we're going to try to figure out how to solve that in the next few days and make some kind of an announcement.
Governor, we know you have to run.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, can we get you on again?
Coronavirus.maryland.gov.
Yeah, let's come on. Absolutely. Love to come on. Yeah, coronavirus.gov is the place to go. You can get all the information. And I just please tell all of your guys, take it seriously. Be safe. We're all in this together. And stay home and listen to the junkies.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Let's do this again soon. Have your people reach out. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you,
Governor. Very good. Again, it's coronavirus.maryland.gov. If you're in the state of Maryland, coronavirus.gov, I guess, overall. And you can check out the information on your individual state, because in Virginia, where Jason lives, they have shut down schools for the rest of the year. In Maryland, they haven't come to that decision just yet, although right. I believe it's coming.
Sounds like it's close.
Yeah. Sounds like it's coming, yeah. They might probably announce that today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't get any sense that anything's going to change anytime soon.
Got to take a break. We've got Les Carpenter from the Washington Post joining us at 9:20. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.